Yeah, this is Dennis Spurl, and I'd like to read a poem called The Ghostly Head. And this experience happened a few years ago in Frederick Sound when we were shrimp trawling with the Sauga. The Ghostly Head. In late June, while trawling for shrimp in nearby Frederick Sound, calm waters were a blessing, but my vessel was fog-bound. The first drag was a good one, 1,000 pounds of shrimp at least. But the mate and I sure had a scare when we caught a ghastly beast. Our stomachs churned at the reek of decay. We were silent and tongue-tied at the sight of the ghost-like cadaver with eye sockets empty and wide. At first glimpse, the carcass appeared to be human. We were sure glad it was not, as a closer look proved it was a harbor seal that had sunk after being shot. Our eyes watered and our noses stung at the stench as meat fell from the bones, but we rolled the thing off the catcher's net and gave it back to Davy Jones. Thankfully, the long-dead body was not that of a fisherman lost at sea, because a rotted seal by itself was plenty to pollute our memory. With the deck hose, we cleaned the web while gulping in fresh air, then set the gear back in the deep, still shook up by the seal nightmare. Drizzle still smothered my vessel. There was no visibility at all, but in 70 fathoms of water, we again started dragging our trawl. The deckhand was steering on the radar. She had a keen eye, while I was on deck sorting shrimp, dressed to keep warm and dry. Because of that bloated seal, my mind was under an eerie spell. All I could meditate on were spirits, the afterlife and hell. Soon the mate told me that the radar showed a blip off the bow. Maybe a drifting log or an iceberg, but she'd miss it somehow. I was hunched over, sorting prawns that would be tasty and choice, when suddenly, startled from my thoughts, I heard a stranger's voice. At first I didn't see a thing, when I frantically glanced left and right. But when the voice echoed again, I got an awful fright. Because my mind was still on the carcass, and the sea giving up its dead, my heart about stopped when I saw over the gunrail a pale, ghost-like head. I caught my breath at the sight of the bearded features with fog-dew dripping down, then realized it was a local preacher who at that moment had the ugliest face in town. In seconds, I calmed down and knew my heart wasn't going to fail at the shocking glimpse of the fellow whose head hung over my rail. I knew for sure he was alive and not a ghost, so broke into a smile when I saw the rest of him sitting in a kayak with its low profile. My deckhand also grinned at the kayaker from review point at the door, just glad he wasn't a body from the deep like the seal we'd caught before. When the ghost man asked if fishing was good and if the fog caused any dismay, we told him besides him scaring us to death, everything was just okay. The preacher man asked for directions after visiting with us for a while, so I pointed to the starboard and told him the distance was about 1/2 mile. He said thanks and paddled off in thick fog, aiming for the shore, while my mate returned to the steering and I to the shrimping shore. Back at our fishing routine, we felt relief from creatures living and dead, because the scary episodes were over of the seal and the ghostly head. This second poem that I'd like to read is about a shrimp recipe in poem. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's a tasty treat. People consume more pounds of shrimp than any other seafood caught. So besides those in Bubba Gump's cookbook, there's more recipes than you thought. The tasty crustaceans are plentiful, so don't be a miser. Dine on them often as a main course or as an appetizer. You can boil them, sauté them, pickle or deep fry, but there's another shrimp dish you'll want to try. For all you seafood lovers that like a zesty flavor, this dilled shrimp recipe you'll really learn to savor. Snap the heads right away so the shrimp won't spoil. Bring them home and heat salt water to a rolling boil. When the water is churning, put a handful of tails in. Now please remember, overcooking is a sin. When the shrimp float to the top and turn color, usually pink, scoop them out quick and douse them in the sink. By dunking the cooked ones in water cold, they will peel easier and not be too hot to hold. Continue to boil the rest of the shrimp, but beware that the water doesn't foam over and cause despair. Set 3 to 5 pounds of shrimp meat aside after removing the shell. Then mix the following ingredients extremely well. Plop a cup or more of mayonnaise in a good-sized bowl. Then add a cup of sour cream to give the mixture soul. Next, 2 large unpeeled lemons, quarter and slice. Then add 1/3 cup of lemon juice, the flavor to entice. 2 red onions cut into rings and quartered are added next, like the directions ordered. A pinch of salt and 3 tablespoons of dill weed, and almost you'll be ready for an awesome feed. Then into the bowl a 1/3 cup of sugar blend. Throw in the shrimp, and the mixing will finally end. For best results, leave for a couple of days to marinate, and remember to give an occasional stir while they refrigerate. Used as a side dish or appetizer, dilled shrimp is a wonderful treat, and all who sample it will surely agree there's nothing better to eat.